For Human Rights Affairs, the CHRA has disclosed that their office registered 15 cases of human rights abuses before, during and after the presidential and parliamentary elections. Isaac Okalebo, the manager, Center for Human Rights Affairs, highlighted the attack on Julius Okurut Arecho, the Palisa County aspirant who was beaten into a coma along with his associates at Eco Petro filling station on Kumi Road on the eve of the elections.
It is about the 15 cases that we registered at the Human Rights Center during and even after election period. One of them is the case where Arecho Julius was attacked by unknown people on the eve of the election day. As Center for Human Rights Affairs, we condemn these actions. They are not reflective of proper civic education that should be coming from the Electoral Commission before, during and after the election process. We expect this process to be a five-year program, that is.
He also condemned assaults on other political figures, including Agule Member of Parliament David Ochoa, who was attacked in Boliso sub-county, and Ibrahim Aisu, the Palisa County MP-elect, who was assaulted by an angry mob at Putiput while consoling his coordinator.
Ochoa David, the MP for Agule, who was beaten up in Boliso. These are barbaric acts from the community, and want to condemn them because they don't reflect the will of the people. They don't reflect how people of Palisa should be looking at elections. It is not a do or die game. This is simply an exercise that we go into to choose our leader. On top of that, Ibura Aisu was also beaten up in Putput during a burial of one of his coordinators at the parish. I remember visiting Ibura at the Townside Medical Center in Palisa Town immediately after the incident. They were traveling in a Mark X car, but the rear screen behind was hit. Mr. Koa, the driver to the car, was beaten, and he sustained some cuts on his head, which is not good for the people of Palisa. This is setting a wrong precedent. The election cycle shouldn't be a war, shouldn't be a fist fight, but where we exercise our civil rights leaders.
Okalebo further spoke on the tragic case of John Adupa, a resident of Komolo Village in Palisa sub-county, who was shot and later tortured at Palisa police station, left to bleed in the sun until he died instead of being rushed to a hospital for treatment. Francis Okiror Ojulun, head of research at the Citizen Initiative for Democracy and Development, CIDD Uganda, observed that the recent elections were more violent than those of 2021. He attributed the escalation of human rights abuses to key three factors: politicians treating politics as an investment, greed among the political leaders, and exploitation of frustrated youth who were manipulated to carry out violence. He emphasized that using the youth was the cheapest strategy for politicians to achieve their objectives. And also, as senior entrants prepare to